Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Government introduces One Nation, One Election bill in Lok Sabha. Opposition parties term it an attack on basic structure of constitution. Rajya Sabha resumes special discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. Union Minister J.P. Nadda says government is committed to protect the Constitution ethos. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of 24 projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Jaipur. Cold wave conditions intensify in northwest India as minimum temperature dips to 5 degrees at several places. Air pollution grips Delhi, AQI level drops to severe category. And in cricket, India fight back at Gabba test against Australia, avoid follow-on. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it.
I beg to move for leave to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 further to amend the Constitution of India. I wish to move for leave to introduce the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 further to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991 and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019.
Opposition parties, including the Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others, opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, referring to the statement made by the first Law Minister, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. Mr. Meghwal said no one can change the federal structure of the Constitution. The minister lauded the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election in the country. He said the committee held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said when One Nation, One Election bills came up in the Union Cabinet, Prime Minister Narendra Modi opined that this should be referred to the JPC.
मैं अध्यक्ष जी जो बोले हैं वो ध्यान से सुना हूं उन्होंने 72 के बाहर जाने का नहीं कहा है उन्होंने कहा कि माननीय सदस्य मनीष तिवारी ने 72 का हवाला देकर जो विचार व्यक्त किए हैं और जो विरोध किया है इस पर सदन का कोई भी सदस्य अपने विचार रख सकता है अब कांग्रेस पार्टी में विचार रख सकता है मतलब विरोधी करना है मगर विचार व्यक्त कर सकते हैं इसका मतलब होता है पक्ष में भी बोल सकते हैं
Manish Tiwari of the Congress said these bills violate the basic structure of the Constitution. He said India is a union of states and these bills need to be withdrawn.
One of the essential features is federalism and the structure of our democracy. And therefore, the bills which have been moved by the Honorable Minister of Law and Justice absolutely assault the basic structure of the Constitution and are beyond the legislative competence of this House. And therefore, they need to be opposed ab initio and the introduction of those bills have to be stopped.
Echoing the same view, TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee said these bills will take away the autonomy of the state legislative assemblies. T.R. Balu of DMK termed the bills as anti-federal and demanded to send these bills to a JPC. The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy. He said, as per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead a dignified life. Mr. Nadda said the government is dedicated to this very vision and said the nation is indebted to the Constituent Assembly members who shaped the Indian Constitution.
On 5th of August 2019, abrogated Article 370. निरस्त कर दिया सब लोग आके यहाँ बैठे हुए थे धरने पर इतिहास इस बात का गवाह है कि आप किस कानून के लिए धरना दे रहे थे किस कानून का विरोध कर रहे थे किस लिए विरोध कर रहे थे आज आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को मैं बहुत बहुत सिर से बधाई देता हूँ कि उनके सूझबूझ के कारण आज जम्मू कश्मीर भारत का अभिन्न अंग बन गया.
Mr. Nadda also alleged that in the past, Congress Party had bulldozed the Constitution. The leader of the upper house said the Congress attacked independence of judiciary and superseded several judges who gave dissent note against the nefarious design of the then government. The Union Minister of Health alleged that Congress misused Article 356 90 times to remove stable governments in the states. JDS leader H.D. Devagowda, Sushmita Dev of TMC and Ramnath Thakur participated in the discussion. The government has prepared a six-point strategy to increase the income of farmers. Replying in the Lok Sabha today, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the efforts are yielding results with the farmers' income increasing from 2,115 rupees per month in 2002-03 to 10,218 rupees per month in 2018-19.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में किसानों की आय बढ़ाने के लिए निरंतर प्रयत्न किए जा रहे हैं. तो हमने 6 सूत्रीय रणनीति बनाई है. पहला उत्पादन बढ़ाना, दूसरा उत्पादन की लागत कम करना, तीसरा उत्पादन के ठीक दाम देना, अगर प्राकृतिक आपदा आए तो नुकसान की भरपाई करना, पांचवा कृषि का विविधीकरण और छठवा जैविक और प्राकृतिक खेती को प्रोत्साहन. और इन उपायों के परिणाम स्वरूप 2019 में प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक क्रांतिकारी फैसला किया कि फसलों के दाम जो उत्पादन की लागत है उस पर कम से कम MSP के दाम 50% लाभ देकर घोषित किए जाएंगे और तब से घोषित हो रहे हैं ये लगातार.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the National Testing Agency will focus exclusively on conducting entrance exams for higher education admissions starting in 2025 instead of recruitment exams. Speaking to the media in New Delhi today, the minister added that the government is planning to restructure the National Testing Agency by creating 10 new positions.
बाकी कई पैरामीटर्स में क्वांटम जंप हुए हैं. मैं अगर पर स्टूडेंट एक्सपेंडिचर, पर चाइल्ड एक्सपेंडिचर की एक मोटा मोटा लेखा जोखा आपके सामने में रखूं, इसमें 130% की ग्रोथ हुई है पिछले 10 साल में. पहले 13-14 के बजट में इस अमाउंट था 10,780 रुपीस, ये अभी 21-22 के बजट में ये बढ़ के 25,043 रुपीस हुए हैं. ये 130% की ग्रोथ हो रही है.
Mr. Pradhan also informed that the government has invested over 1 lakh crore rupees under the PM Poshan scheme. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today flagged off the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays initiative in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, the minister said this initiative aims to build a healthier and greener India with creating awareness towards improving the Air Quality Index, AQI. He emphasized the importance of good health and said that only a healthy society can develop into a prosperous nation. The minister encouraged citizens to engage in physical activity of any form like cycling for at least an hour daily.
हर संडे साइकिलिंग करेंगे और मैं चाहता हूँ साइकिलिंग को फैशन के रूप में करें और बाद में पैशन में कन्वर्ट करें. मैं सांसद होते हुए कई सालों तक साइकिल लेके ही पार्लियामेंट जाता रहा ताकि एक जनता में अवेयरनेस आए. देश में साइकिलिंग के लिए अवेयरनेस है, लोग साइकिलिंग करना चाहते हैं. ऐसे ग्रुप से उसको और प्रमोशन मिल सकता है और व्यक्ति अपने स्वयं को फिट रख सकता है. हम साइकिल का उपयोग करें तो मैं मानता हूँ कि साइकिल पोल्यूशन का सोल्यूशन भी हो सकता है.
The Fit India Cycling Tuesdays is a key initiative under the Fit India movement launched by Prime Minister Modi in 2019. The event was organized at around 1,000 venues across the nation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said the Parvati Kali Sindh Chambal Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problem in Rajasthan.
अब आज यहाँ 45-50 हजार करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट राजस्थान में पानी की चुनौती का स्थायी समाधान करेंगे। ये प्रोजेक्ट राजस्थान को देश के सबसे कनेक्टेड राज्यों में से एक बनाएंगे। इससे राजस्थान में निवेश को बल मिलेगा, रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर बनेंगे। राजस्थान के टूरिज्म को, यहाँ के किसानों को, मेरे नौजवान साथियों को इससे बहुत फायदा होगा।
The Prime Minister said historic work has been done in Rajasthan in the last 1 year.
बीते एक वर्ष में राजस्थान के विकास को नई गति, नई दिशा देने में भजन लाल जी और उनकी पूरी टीम ने बहुत परिश्रम किया है। यह पहला वर्ष एक प्रकार से आने वाले अनेक वर्षों की मजबूत नींव बना है और इसलिए आज का उत्सव सरकार के एक साल पूरा होने तक सीमित नहीं है। ये राजस्थान के फैलते प्रकाश का भी उत्सव है, राजस्थान के विकास का भी उत्सव है।
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe cold wave conditions over the western Himalayan region, Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Soma Sen Roy has said the severity of cold wave conditions over these regions is likely to continue for the next 6 to 7 days. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, has worsened to the severe category with an average air quality index of 433 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. Despite the dry weather in Himachal Pradesh these days, the cold wave continues to prevail. In the last 24 hours, light snowfall has occurred on the higher peaks of the state, causing temperatures to drop below the freezing point in several areas. More from our correspondent.
Amid the intensifying cold wave in Himachal Pradesh, light snowfall was recorded yesterday on the higher peaks. Light snowfall occurred in Rohtang Pass as well as in Koksar and Gramfu. Meanwhile, in the plains of the state, fog has led to the further drop in temperatures. Due to the temperature decline, water sources in the tribal districts of Lahol Spiti, Chamba and Kinnaur have started to freeze, causing drinking water shortage for the residents. In addition, the lack of rainfall in the lower plains is affecting wheat sowing. The meteorological department has predicted clear weather for the next week, what has also indicated that the cold wave is likely to intensify further. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
On sports, in the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India narrowly avoided the follow-on against Australia. On day four of the third test in the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India managed to avoid the follow-on against Australia. India ended the day at 252 for 9, trailing by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. India was struggling at 51 for 4 overnight when KL Rahul and Ravindra Jadeja provided resistance. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government introduces One Nation, One Election Bill in Lok Sabha. Opposition parties term it an attack on basic structure of constitution. Rajya Sabha resumes special discussion on glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India. Union Minister JP Nadda says government is committed to protect the constitution ethos. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of 24 projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in Jaipur. Cold wave conditions intensify. In northwest India, as minimum temperature dips to 5 degrees at several places, air pollution grips Delhi, AQI level drops to severe category, and in cricket, India fight back at Gabba Test against Australia, avoid follow-on. And with that, we end the midday news.